This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, joining us on the program, we have Phil Hagerman, the chairman and CEO at Forum Health, a nationwide provider of personalized, innovative, and transformative healthcare services and clinics designed to help patients achieve their health goals. And Mr. Hagerman, thanks for joining us here today.
Well, thank you, Eric. We're excited to share more about what's going on in healthcare today and how today's patient population is really looking for more than what they've seen traditionally throughout their careers and lives.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to hearing from you in those regards. So let's kick things off with this. What is functional and integrative medicine, and how does it differ from, let's say, conventional medicine?
Well, that's a great question to start, Eric, because people do kind of at their core understand this, but they don't really see the differences sometimes. And integrative functional medicine is really about root cause. And there's another way to kind of say that is most of healthcare in the past has been driven by sick care, right? People get sick, they go to the doctor, they go to the hospital, they treat the condition, and they send them home, hopefully feeling a little bit better, but without oftentimes a real fix to the core problem. Well care looks at it in the exact opposite way. They say, okay, yes, we've got symptoms. We need to manage them and we need to look at them, but what's causing them? What's the root cause? What's the personalized medicine approach to identify what that patient's specific issue is that got them sick in the first place? And this is where we see so much of a dramatic push right now. Instead of just treating symptoms, what we want to treat is we want to treat what caused the symptoms, because then we can stop them, you know, and cure them as opposed to just treat them. And the last thing I'll say on that is that, the idea of root cause, again, being the key focus, really changes the way that doctors look at the process. It really it requires digging a lot deeper, which we'll talk more about. But it also changes the model and the mindset of patients who have, in today's world, have said, I want to have optimal health for a longer period of time. I just don't want to worry about feeling good today.
Certainly do appreciate the information to get things underway here today. Some really helpful details there. Now, more people are now turning to functional and integrative medicine for their health care. Why is this becoming more mainstream today?
Well, it's a great question. And sometimes people ask us once in a while, I'll start with this, like, who are our competitors? There are a lot of people starting to work in this space right now. And I would say the competitors for integrative and functional medicine today are not other people in the space. They're traditional healthcare. The feeder here is all of traditional healthcare. And to the point of, you know, why and who, it's really everybody. There's a couple things here, a couple dynamics that have happened. First of all, today's generation thinks differently. Older generations, you know, listened to what their doctor said, and that was the law, right? The doctor told them what to do, and they did that. Today's generation has more information at their fingertips than any other generation in history. And with the coming of AI and new technology, they're hungrier to find, you know, kind of next generational solutions. So they're less likely to accept the status quo, which means the doctors being told by the insurance company what's covered, what's not covered. And then the treatment plan really gets delivered by the insurance company. Today's population says that does not work for me. I know more than my parents did. I want more for a final outcome. I'm willing to pay for it with my time and resources. And so that's what's happening. And I will say too, the other thing is they want a longer life. They don't just want to be healthy today. They want a longer life. COVID, Eric, really changed people's minds a lot. People came to understand during COVID that if you were sick, and something hits you like a COVID infection, it could take you down, right? You could end up with severe illness and eventually even death. The healthier the people were when COVID hit them, the better they thrived and survived during it and the better they were able to do afterwards. And so people have come to understand that they need an empty immune bucket. They need a strong core. And if they don't have that, the next thing that comes down could hurt them much more than if they have a healthy base. So it's an exciting time for people with this new mindset.
Yeah, the mindset has certainly changed, especially since COVID for sure. Now, what conditions does functional and integrative medicine treat, and what are some of the methods used here?
Well, that's really a great question, Eric. And when companies like Forum Health create aggregation strategies, meaning they bring clinics together from around the country, usually one thing happens every time. They standardize every clinic so they all look the same. Now, that is not our goal at Forum Health. Integrative functional medicine is a neural network of like-minded providers that are looking for the root cause, but they practice across so many different disciplines. And so that's the opportunity for people, right? Maybe 30 to 50% of our people are healthy, but they want to optimize. I'm a perfect example. I'm really healthy. I've got some blood sugar things I worry about a little bit, but I take care of. But I'm 71 years old today, and I feel better and more energetic than I did at 60, right? I can, kind of hang out wherever I want. I'm an avid snow skier, but I'm taking better care of my body through integrative medicine. I've got my gut biome is better. I'm mentally kind of clearer. And so, you've got people like myself that want to stay healthy and they want to progress longer. Then we've got a huge population, 40, 60% of people that they've just fallen through the cracks medically. They don't feel well. We have different patient personas sometimes. We might call them like unwell Ed or unwell Ellen. They just don't feel great, but they're not really sure why. Maybe they know they're a little bit overweight, but they just don't feel as well as they think they should. And what happens is there's so many people in the country that have underlying conditions that bother them, but they don't exacerbate symptoms so badly that people know what they are. Lyme is a perfect example. There's a growing problem in the United States with Lyme disease. There's a growing problem in the United States with mold and other environmental toxicities. As a country, we've done a lot of bad work on, environmental issues. What we're finding is people that have a lot of healthcare challenges oftentimes have multitudes of problems. And so once we start getting to the root cause and fixing some of those problems, maybe they've got a leaky gut, maybe they don't have a good microbiome in their body. And as we find the answers there, what we do is we can dramatically improve the health. And so the conditions are really all over the map, from infectious disease and people that are not feeling well to the people that are solid but want to get better, but want to feel stronger.
Mr. Hagerman, really do appreciate all the information shared here today and for what you do in this space. We're speaking with Mr. Phil Hagerman. He is the chairman and CEO at Forum Health, a nationwide provider of personalized, innovative, and transformative healthcare services and clinics designed to help patients achieve their health goals. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Healthcare and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Now, continuing on, who's a candidate for functional integrative medicine and how do they get started?
Well, and again, I would say that almost everybody in the country can be a candidate. And that's why integrative functional medicine is really finding, traditional healthcare as the feeder to grow to. And it's why it's growing as an industry so much. And I'll start by saying a lot of these candidates are people that basically they say, I want to know more about my health. I mean, take a look, Eric, and I'm sure you've seen it. There are more and more lab companies out there that are direct to consumers. Quest and LabCorp, for example, are doing dramatic campaigns direct to the consumer so they can look and see if they have an early Alzheimer's gene. They can look and see if their men's hormone or their woman's hormone panels are active and stuff. And so a man or a woman that wants to optimize their hormones, this is probably one of the largest, core services that we have, is to help women and men optimize their hormone therapy. Women, for example, have been told for years that, when you come to menopause, you're going to have, some really hard years, right? It doesn't have to be 3 or 4 hard years during menopause. It can be managing those conditions and making sure that that transition is far more seamless than kind of the old time of healthcare. And again, so it's the people that our candidates are people that have a specific healthcare need that they really want to dig into, that they really want to understand. They've got digestive problems and they can't understand how to fix them. And they've been to 5 or 6 doctors. Many of our patients, when they find Forum Health, have been to 5 or 6 traditional doctors. They've not gotten the help they need. And then they come to us and there's more of this deep root cause testing that we do to help them understand.
Well, I'm sure you've motivated and inspired the audience hearing all the details and information here. If someone's feeling bad, they'll certainly take action hearing all this for sure. Tell us more about Forum Health and how they're leading the functional medicine movement.
Well, we are excited, Eric, and we really believe that we are we are leading the charge. We are getting close to about 40 clinics nationwide. By the end of the first quarter, we should be at about 40 clinics across the country in 15 states. But I would say this industry is multifaceted, right? It's not just about companies like Forum leading on the medical side. It's so much of these labs and it's so much of these underlying companies that are giving patients tools to understand, right? A patient now can identify whether their gut microbiome is appropriate. They can identify some of these genetic conditions. They can identify, you know, whether they've got, you know, the propensity maybe for a cancer problem or for an early diagnosis of Alzheimer's. But once they have the tools, here's the thing that's really driving integrative functional medicine where Forum comes in. Once they have the tools and the knowledge, whether through the internet, whether through, you know, AI searches, whether through getting their own labs tested, the question is, then what do they do with that? Then they need medical providers, this neural network of, you know, like-minded physicians working across different disciplines to be able to drive the success and to put the care plan together. And again, you know, we are not opposed to medications. We use medications, we use prescriptions, we use labs, but we don't use them as band-aids. We use them as part of the healing process to get people back to that healthier root cause. And that's really how we believe that we're leading it. I would say integrative functional medicine right now, Eric, it's a kinetic wave, right? There's a bunch of energy being built by all of the new information and the new technology. We've got new cardiac screening devices right now that will screen for, you know, pre-cardiac events at a rate using AI that nothing in history has been available. And it's just come out in the last year or two. So it's an incredibly exciting time right now for this industry and for patients seeking better care.
Certainly the passion in your voice is there, and you certainly are convicted and believe in what you're telling us here today, and that certainly says a whole lot in regards to Forum Health. And again, we thank you so much for joining us here today. Tell me, before you go, any conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, anything else you'd like to make mention of as we wrap things up here today?
No, I would continue to push people to be informed, right? To be your own healthcare advocate. That's the other thing. People are becoming stronger healthcare advocates of their own. Get the information. You can look Forum Health up at forumhealth.com. You can look up the modalities and things and the new technology that's coming. And as you find information that you think fits you, get to our physicians and, you know, do that research. And we'd love to be able to meet with people and identify how to take them down that path to better health.
And again, listeners, as always, you can draw your attention to the show notes where you can find this link as well. Again, it is forumhealth.com. Mr. Hagerman, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I enjoyed the chance to talk about something that we feel so passionate about.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. Thank you. We've been speaking with Phil Hagerman, Chairman and CEO at Forum Health, a nationwide provider of personalized, innovative, and transformative healthcare services and clinics designed to help patients achieve their health goals. And for all the details, once again, visit forumhealth.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.